I walked into the women's locker room to suit up. Since I was the only woman in the course, I always had the locker room to myself. This gave me even more time to quietly build up the terror inside of me. I can't believe I paid to do this, I thought. This is the craziest thing I've ever done. I should have known the first day when they sold me insurance. I could always pretend that I'm sick. What do you mean, pretend? I am sick! All these thoughts raced through my mind. I stepped outside and Robert was waiting for me. We walked silently and somberly, hand in hand, across the parking lot toward the warehouse where the Formula One cars were stored. It felt like day one all over again. The instructors took their time making sure everyone was properly fitted to their car.